Oh, we've got another caller. I don't even know Travis. Do I need to introduce this gentleman to Toronto people? Let's see. People have heard of Joe Bowen, I think. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, and I'm bitterly disappointed today. But Jerry, I just wanted to call and tell you what a pleasure it has been for my summers driving around with my boys to baseball games because they are avid players, all four of them. And you have been the first button on our radio for, well, as long as I can remember. So God bless you, young man. I think this is just a guise so that you can get back to coaching basketball.
Now, Joe, I want you to stay on the phone because for our audience, Joe and I came here together 36 years ago because
of
the...
not in the same train.
But for the same, but from the same person, Len Bramson, who was the head of the HUPEC Sports Network, he reached out to me and to Joe in Sudbury at the same time. I was in Salt Lake City, and he brought us both here together, Joe to broadcast Maple Leafs games and myself Blue Jays games. And I just wanted to honor those people now who are not with us, and that's Len Bramson. I know Joe will honor, will make a note of this, too, here in just a moment. Sue Rayson, who worked there right there with him. And, of course, Tom Cheek, who is gone now as well. And Joe, I think you and I would agree that those three, and in particular Len and Sue, meant everything to us to help us get our career started to where we are today.
Absolutely. And you could add Vicki McKee and Paul Wortley, others that were with Telemedia at the time. They gave a couple of young broadcasters an opportunity to fulfill a dream. And it was really kind of ironic that we both arrived at the same time and have been actually the listeners have put up with us, Jerry, I guess, and let us stay, which is awfully nice of them. We've become a pair of old slippers. We're just comfortable to be around.
Well, there's some other names, too. And you mentioned Vicki, of course, and that was great. Nelson Millman was tremendous for me as not just necessarily a boss, but a friend. And Doug Ackhurst was another who comes to mind. These were people in the front office who, Don Pagnutti, people who had our backs when we first got started and allowed us to do our work and not necessarily have to look over our shoulder. And today that's continued here with Dave Cadeau, who has been tremendous for me, not just as someone who sits across the desk from me when we talk, but as a friend and a mentor and somebody who encourages you to be yourself and you go out and continue to do what you want to do. And Joe and I were surrounded by people like that, too, who meant a difference. Paul Williams is another one who became a great friend.
Absolutely.
And ally. So I know Joe and I share that all together.
Yeah, it was a different time, and it was a, you know, Telemedia was more, it felt like family, didn't it, Jerry, and all of these people that have helped us along. I mean, it's been a wonderful, wonderful ride, and I'm just thrilled that you and your family are going to get some time to enjoy summers for a change. I at least got to enjoy the summers while we were parading around here in the middle of the winter with the hockey team, but to be able to enjoy a nice summer and maybe get up to a cottage and everything else, I think you're going to really enjoy it. And we're going to miss you, I know that, desperately. And now I guess we can start the campaign to get Jerry Howarth alongside Tom Cheek in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Well, Joe, thank you very much. And I was driving in here last night to stay at a downtown hotel. I never thought my first road trip this year would be 2 days in downtown Toronto. But I heard you broadcast that Maple Leafs game, too, and the second goal and on their way to a big win against Tampa Bay. So, Joe, keep up your great work.
Thank you, Jerry, and all the best to you and Mary, the family, the boys, and God bless you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.